Megan was due on September 2nd, 2002. And on August 31st, I started feeling pretty crummy. So I went to the hospital that evening around, I would say, 8:30 or 9 o'clock. And my doctor was at the hospital across the road, which was Carolina's Medical Center. I was at Presbyterian. So there was only a nurse there. And she checked on me and called the doctor and told her I was in labor. And the doctor tried to get me to come over to Carolina's Medical Center, but I didn't want to go because I already had my insurance running through Presbyterian. And I guess she was busy over there, so she didn't want to come over to see me. So she kept trying to tell the nurse that I wasn't in labor and that the nurse should send me home. And the nurse was like, no, I'm pretty sure she should stay here. So I never could get an epidural, and they could only give me morphine. I guess that's what she said I could have for the pain. So I remember my husband watching a football game on TV. I'm not sure who was playing, but I was pretty out of it. And I actually thought it was pretty funny when the ball was getting thrown and the people were running down the field. And so eventually, at 6:30 the next morning, the doctor decided that she should come over and check on me. And Megan was born 28 minutes later, weighing 7 pounds, 5 ounces.